Well, as we mentioned, this is going to be the first of a two-part kind of mini-series look at a very critical organization that's been serving our listening area since 1914. I'm talking about what was the Ridgefield Visiting Nurse Association, now known as RVNA Health. They're a private nonprofit, mission-driven organization founded and focused on care, while their name and services have evolved since their founding way back in 1914. Their principles have remained steadfast to serve exceptional patient care and provide a great commitment to excellence in quality and service. One of the many who serve the organization and folks like you is Melissa Woodhouse. She's the director of Stay Well Services for RVNA Health, and we're going to meet her in just a moment. But hey, one of the things that comes along with maintaining good health is hopefully maintaining good health coverage. And unfortunately, as we're seeing and hearing, that coverage for many of us is going to get much more costly. So our partners over at the Connecticut Insurance Department are holding a hybrid informational meeting at 9 a.m. on August 20th on the health insurance rate request filings for the 2025 individual and small group on-exchange and off-exchange plans. So if your health plan falls into any of those categories, you're probably going to be facing a rate increase, but the Connecticut Insurance Department wants you to know more about it. Access Health CT is the state's health insurance exchange, and there are 8 filings made by 7 health insurers for plans that currently cover almost 200,000 people. So if you'd like to take part in this or offer testimony, you can join virtually via Zoom by emailing your full name to cid.ratefilings@ct.gov. Or you can just submit written testimony and tell your story or make your appeal regarding the rate increases. You just need to do that by 5 p.m. on the day of this info session, August 20th. And you can also do that by email by going to cid.ratefilings@ct.gov. So with that said, let's flip back to our friend Melissa to talk about RVNA. Hey, Melissa, how you doing?
Good. Thank you for having me on. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. So let's hear a little bit about your story. Tell us a little bit about your background and what brought you to RVNA.
Sure. So I am actually duly licensed as a respiratory therapist and an occupational therapist. And I came to RVNA Health as an occupational therapist working in home care with people who had, you know, multiple diseases and needs that required an occupational therapist to come in and help them in their home.
So what is Stay Well Services that you are representing?
Yep. So I now am the director for the private pay division of the agency. So this is where someone might need a caregiver to come into their home anywhere from 4 hours to 24 hours a day to help them with their day-to-day tasks, and maybe even go out for them if they need to run any errands, as well as private duty nursing and geriatric care management.
So how long have you been with RVNA?
For over 10 years.
Oh, that's great. So over the time you have been with the organization, what are a few of the services that you've seen that have really found a great popularity in the geographic area of the state that you guys cover?
No, that's a great question. And we cover over 35 towns now, and we're based out of Ridgefield and New Milford. So we have a wide range. Really, the services that we provide are for anything unrelated to the hospital, right? Like we take care of people in their homes. If they've had a recent injury or illness or diagnoses, and they just don't know how to navigate it, but they're at home and maybe they just got out of the hospital with a new diagnosis of some sort. We have home health services. So this is completely covered by insurance, needs a doctor's order, and a nurse, physical therapist, occupational therapist, speech therapist, and even a home health aide can come out and help the person get back up on their feet. We have hospice services now, which has been hugely helpful to allow people to remain comfortably in their home at the end stage of their life. We also have outpatient physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy, where someone can come into our building in Ridgefield and get those services in our clinic. We have community health and wellness, which is a whole host of different services from prenatal care to vaccines. We do clinics to help kids who need physicals to get back to school. There's just many, many, many different things that service.
Well, you brought up a couple of really important points. The first of which is that while we're still here in the month of August, we're barreling toward October, where we try to promote saying boo to the flu by getting your flu shot. And I know RVNA, I think I have had RVNA nurses putting flu shots into my own arm over the past 20 years when I'm on my other job over in the Newtown area. So let's start by reminding people not just flu vaccines, but also there's going to be another round of COVID-19 vaccines that are due to hit the market and patients' arms in the coming weeks. These are really, really vital services. And I imagine you guys really distribute thousands and thousands of these vaccines every year.
Yes, we do. We hold clinics. And, you know, even if somebody has a question, like they've had something life-changing happen to them and they don't know how to navigate it, they can call into the agency, they can walk in, and one of us will go and talk to them and help every step of the way.
The other key point that you made briefly was, I think when a lot of people hear VNA, unless they've experienced it themselves, they think, oh, another service for our aging population. But you pointed out prenatal care, and you pointed out child wellness services and child clinics. You guys cover before birth to to hospice and aging, and even the select centenarians, the centenarians that you you have in your circle.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've done a really good job over the years of creating just one place for people to come, and we can navigate them through all the different stages of their life, no matter what happens to them, which is really nice. You don't have to go to multiple different places. You just come to us.
And as I pointed out from the flu clinics, you guys have branched out into the critically important component of essentially a kind of a roving public health agency. Public health and safety is another area that you guys really focus on.
Absolutely. Yeah, we also have multiple seminars and different webinars that people can call into to get information about fall prevention, how to fall safely, osteoporosis. I mean, the list is extensive, and they could go onto our website and take a look and see all the different, you know, opportunities that they have. We also have a Parkinson's center now too, so we can help navigate if somebody has early Parkinson's or late stages of Parkinson's. There's different classes they can take too, all for free. So it's a good opportunity to take a look at our website to see what we have available.
Yeah. Well, let's return to the areas that you're most familiar with. Tell us about you and your team handling the various specific therapies that you're trained in.
Sure. So really, our department handles anything insurance won't cover. So let's say, you know, somebody was just diagnosed with a stroke, and now they're going to go home and they're alone and they're scared and they need help with everything. They can call us up and they can get a caregiver to help them, you know, with the day-to-day activities that maybe are now difficult to them, like taking a shower or making a meal for themselves. So unfortunately, you know, insurance doesn't cover a ton. And if they need somebody to stay with them in their house for anywhere from 4 hours to 24 hours, they can give us a call and we can supply them with a caregiver, a nurse, or even a geriatric care manager who could help navigate through any nuances like a disease or getting older can, you know, inflict upon a family and that person themselves.
So you have obviously, as you mentioned, a private payer, but you're also involved, like people who may be on Medicare or Medicaid or yep. Have their own insurance. You folks are also serving those qualified patients as well.
Absolutely. So that would be through our home health department, if depending on what the need is, or hospice, of course. And all those services are covered completely by insurance.
Great. In terms of the ways that your staff gets out there in the public eye, to not only to remind them about RVNA Health, but also to help benefit their health and well-being. What are a couple of the activities that maybe you've been involved in, or you know that other elements of your team are involved in, that you think really go above and beyond to make sure that all the folks in the many communities that you serve are in the best possible health?
Yeah, as I mentioned, you know, we have lots of different presentations that we give that can help prepare somebody for what's next in their life. I know I just gave a talk about, you know, how to do a home modification to your home so you can stay in your home long-term. People want to stay home. It's cheaper to stay home. So those presentations, I think, are hugely helpful. We also had a huge dementia series just recently too. We have two instructors specifically who know dementia and how to train caregivers on it. And that was a huge hit. I think that it was eye-opening for a lot of people and also helped them prepare for the future. But I think in general, our agency really knows how to help people navigate through all, like I mentioned, the stages of their life and whatever that brings in, you know, like if they have an illness or a fall. You know, some people, they come to us and they're very scared and they don't know what to do. And so we're able to coordinate all that for them, talk to their doctors, talk to their family members. And I think that that really does help. But we also have a whole part of the agency that helps with prevention as well.
Excellent. Well, we're looking forward to talking to another one of your colleagues in the second segment of this small series that we're doing. Providing some education and exposure to an organization that's been serving Southwestern Connecticut for 110 years. Talking about what was the Ridgefield Visiting Nurse Association and now is known as RVNA Health. That is their website, rvnahealth.org, a private nonprofit organization providing exceptional home and community healthcare services, supporting public health and safety, and promoting the highest quality of life now across 35 towns in our region. So we want to thank you, Melissa Woodhouse. She is the director of their Stay Well services, and we will be back with RVNA. Stay tuned for part two coming up in a week or so. Thank you, Melissa.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.